Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Four Palestinian children have been killed by an Israeli shell fired from a naval ship as they were playing football on a beach in Gaza. The four boys were aged between 8 and 10. The Israeli bombardment of Gaza is now in its ninth day. Israel says it will intensify its attacks against Hamas. I've been speaking to retired Israeli Brigadier General Michael Herzog. He's now an international fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. I spoke to him before news of this latest attack had come through. I asked him if it was time that the Israeli government rethought its offensive.
First, I don't know exactly how many are civilians and how many are armed elements. In my experience, many years of service, initial reports are overblown. And a lot of the reports you hear are based on Palestinian figures, which are highly inaccurate. So I would withhold judgment until the dust settles.
Presumably this cannot go on indefinitely. So what should the Israeli government's exit plan be for Gaza?
The exit plan is to find the appropriate ceasefire, but a ceasefire which would be as stable and as long as possible. Since Hamas forcibly took over Gaza in a bloody coup d'etat in 2007, this has been the third round that Israel has to fight in order to stop the firing of rockets. Israel doesn't want to be in a position where it has to fight such a round every few months. So the idea is to get a long and a stable ceasefire as possible. Now, in order to achieve that, I believe that the exit strategy should include a ceasefire which would be composed of both security and non-security elements. In terms of security, we have to make sure that there is complete ceasefire, cessation of all hostilities, no targeting of civilians by Hamas and other military factions, any faction in Gaza, and that we will not face the same threat, including pressure on Hamas not to rebuild its arsenal. And here I believe the Egyptians are willing to invest in such a ceasefire, including effectively closing the border between Egypt and the Gaza Strip so that they will not build their arsenal following this ceasefire.
And what about what happens after the ceasefire then? What is the next step? There must be talks, surely, to discuss ending the blockade of Gaza.
The ceasefire should also include non-security events, which will make it easier for the population, allow for humanitarian assistance to Gaza, to the rebuilding of Gaza, and so on, while Hamas doesn't benefit or is not rewarding for applying violence.
Is Israel, though, willing to speak to Fatah about these issues?
Definitely, I believe that the Palestinian Authority should play a role in such an arrangement, in a ceasefire arrangement. For example, I would support the opening of the Rafah border crossing between Egypt and Gaza, but on condition that it is controlled by the Palestinian Authority and not by Hamas. Now, if you do it that way, you help the population in Gaza, but you do not reward Hamas politically, and the PA benefits and can play a political role here. I would think along these lines in establishing a ceasefire.
Do you acknowledge, though, that the bombardment of Gaza over the last 8 or 9 days has strengthened Hamas? It may have been weakened up until this point, but because of the attacks ongoing, the Palestinian people, to a man, support Hamas now.
I'm not sure I agree with that statement. I'm not sure at all that the Palestinians support Hamas. I think when the dust settles, people will understand what damage Hamas caused to the Palestinian cause and to the Palestinian people. The fact that they held the citizens of Gaza hostages to their own violent policies and actually hid their rockets behind civilian population. So I'm not sure at all that I agree with that. Opinion polls in recent years, and I've been following all of them, consistently indicate that Hamas is very unpopular, especially in Gaza.
Is Israel prepared to discuss other Palestinian demands, like the release of Palestinian prisoners?
If Israel's security needs are met, and there is a stable ceasefire, when we know that they cannot smuggle rockets into Gaza or manufacture them, then I think non-security elements could be discussed. They have a long list, apparently, of demands. So I think that as far as Israel is concerned, what is most important is to make sure that following this round, they will not be left with thousands of rockets, which could target Israel in the future, and there will be a stable ceasefire. If that demand is met, I believe that other options could be discussed.
That was retired Israeli Brigadier General Michael Herzog.